CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Great Britain's Prime Minister greeting President Biden at 10 Downing Street. The two leaders meeting ahead of this week's NATO summit in Lithuania. Ukraine's bid for membership expected to be a big topic. A major landslide in Southern California. LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn says people had just 20 minutes to leave their homes before the collapse.
I've never seen anything like this ever in my career. To think that these homes were intact, you know, yesterday afternoon, and today you can hear the creaking, the cracking, the crumbling, and they're going to fall.
More than a dozen homes destroyed. Extreme weather again this week, flooding north of New York City along the Hudson River, and another week of 110-plus degree weather in parts of the Southwest. This is ABC News. There's new alarm over an energy drink that allegedly targets children. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer now calling on the FDA to investigate the beverage, which contains the caffeine equivalent of 6 cans of Coca-Cola.
The warning label on Prime Energy notes it's not recommended for people under 18. But Schumer says the warning gets lost in the advertising.
Prime is born from the reels of social media and the enigmatic world of influencers.
It's among a growing number of energy drinks with elevated caffeine. Gatorade's new drink, Fast Twitch, and Pepsi's Celsius both also have 200 milligrams. And Bang Energy Drinks from Vital Pharmaceuticals has a whopping 300 milligrams.
ABC's Allison Kosick. At Cape Canaveral late last night, SpaceX launching 22 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP, that's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back to the second hour of The Mayor and Mino right here on WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. Are you happy now?
You
get this whole hour is The Mayor and Mino. The whole hour
turn.
Is The Mayor and Mino.
You've taken the last whole hour as Mino and the Mayor.
Yes.
So it's
you like
fair,
that?
John. We're in a partnership, right?
So what are we going to put on the billboard? Mino and the Mayor and Mino?
I think you're probably going to win that one.
Too. I don't think so. We'll do a quick poll on that.
I think okay. The poll comes down to one guy, and that's the guy who owns the company. So we'll ask Sage. Talk to him. But as I said, they were in here on Friday, and they had nice things to say about our show and the reviews they're getting. So that's great. I mean, so far, so good, right?
You're having fun. I'll tell you that. Like I said, the over-under was they won't last 2 weeks, and today is the start of week number 3.
So far, so good.
And that was actually in Vegas. Vegas had those odds going. Did you know that?
No,
they
John.
Did. Unbelievable. We got Amy here from Anchor Coffee. We love when you stop in, Amy.
Good morning.
Not just because you bring us. Okay. Do me a favor. Will you do me a favor?
Okay.
Okay. I asked you for a little bit more locale type coffee.
Yep.
What you did. What is this again?
That is sugar-free hazelnut white chocolate with skim milk.
Okay. Now, what did he say earlier today? This guy next to me.
He said he's going to have to give up the cream.
Yeah, do me a favor. Find like extra heavy cream.
No.
And say that it's low. Well, say that it's like nothing and just load it up. I got to win this bet.
But
it's $100, Amy.
It's $100.
I don't have $100.
I know. I don't either.
All right.
Well, I do and I don't want to lose it. So I...
John but I hear if you add heavy cream to coffee and then you give up bread, that's like the whole keto thing. So you have...
Good point.
Higher fat cream.
Good point. You know what I eat a lot of these days? And it's got like lots of
candy.
Fat, but it's good fat. No.
Bacon.
Well.
Liquor.
No. Oh my gosh. Why is it just. Could I finish?
Yeah.
Avocados.
Sorry. Ooh, I love avocados.
I eat guacamole. A lot of avocados.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, I do too. But it's like, it's got like lots of fat, but it's a good fat.
Right.
There's
right.
good fats.
Right. Right.
Yes. So I eat a lot of them.
Not so much when you add the chips to it.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Which,
John,
that's I like my avocados.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
But I just for the listeners, John and I placed a bet when we, our first day, wasn't
first
it?
First day.
And
$100 to the
we
other
have a
charity.
We have a scale in here and it's a high tech scale and it goes right to the ounce. And whoever loses the most weight in a month and the weigh in is going to be the 26th. That will be 1 month.
We've That's coming
on the
up.
Show. That is coming up. And we'll be at the EAA.
So let me just ask you this,
but
though.
It's $100 to the charity of our choice.
If both of us ended up gaining weight,
which you have been,
will it be the person that gained the least?
Yes. That is back to your math.
All right.
Yes, it would be.
Let me ask you this, because Amy brought up a good point. From the time you graduated high school till now, how much more do you weigh than when you graduated high school?
Too much.
How much?
I'd have to look at that. I don't. Too much, Johnny.
I just realized I'm 65 pounds more than when I graduated high school.
I'm not commenting.
Okay.
I'm more than that.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, you wrestled at, what, 103?
Yeah.
I can't believe you were a little guy.
I was a freshman. Okay. Freshman, but still, I didn't, like I didn't have this, like,
cool. What'd you wrestle when you were a senior?
Yeah, kicked off the team.
Back to my weight. So I've gained a little bit of weight.
This good Catholic boy whose brother is a priest and all these kind of things.
There's a black sheep in every family, yeah. Johnny. And she just happened to be sitting next to ours.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of medical, like, it's okay to gain X amount after high school, but not, like, double your weight, which is...
Well, I think it's a pound a year. And you know why I know that? This is going to sound stupid. It's like, I read this medical report. No, I remember the movie Cape Fear. Remember Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Nick Nolte?
Yeah.
Jessica Lange?
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name? The young girl, Lewis, was her name. She was in Christmas Vacation. She played the daughter in Christmas Vacation.
Never looked at her name.
You know who I'm talking about? The daughter in Christmas Vacation?
No, I don't.
Juliette Lewis, maybe?
Yeah.
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 So anyway, remember that they were on that houseboat? And Robert De Niro was just this crazy, deranged ex-convict?
Yeah.
Scary movie. But anyway, the point I'm getting at here, Jim.
Please.
Is he told them, he said, Kansler. Remember he had that, and he's like, Kansler, come out, wherever you are. Remember when he was going after Nick Nolte, was hiding under that car?
I didn't see it. No,
okay. But he said, you look, Counselor, you sent me to prison for 30 years. And I put on, you know, I'm the same way, but a normal man puts on 1 pound a year his entire life. And that's where I know that from, that it's normally 1 pound a year a person puts on
From high school.
From ever, yeah. Once you're like an adult.
That's not true.
How could you not see that movie?
You don't remember that movie? I'm saying it's not a pound a year for your life, or else we'd all
we'd always
78 pounds. No, John, it's not. It's a pound a year after some point.
After you graduate from high school, I think.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I thought you were saying, okay, I got it.
Well, like when you're a little kid?
Well, that's what you were saying. It's a pound of it.
9 to 10, I gained. Daddy, I gained a pound. What?
Okay.
No.
All right. So from this medical journal movie that you watched, you're under the belief system that it is okay to gain a
pound. He was one of the scariest movie characters ever.
Who's
Jason,
still
did you
scary.
See that movie?
He's
what, Cape Fear?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody saw that movie.
Yeah. Now,
wasn't Robert De Niro one of the scariest movie characters of all time?
All time.
All time.
Yes.
All time.
And by the way,
we're going to have movie day with Jim.
No.
By the way, one quick note from the Washington Post. The average adult gains 1 to 2 pounds a year.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Is that just Americans or is that the whole world?
1 to 2 pounds.
You know, I don't have time to do research back here.
Yeah, okay, Amy, thanks. Well, you had to be that person.
Amy
had to be that person, Jason.
I know, it's all right.
We have
it's
the
okay.
good coffee.
Jason,
no.
Yeah, she had to be that person.
We shouldn't believe.
Wait, is that the United States or is that the entire world? What about Canada?
But is that...
Canadians, they eat all that bacon.
They don't
And drink Molson and Labatt.
They eat bangers.
That, if that's the case...
What's a banger?
A sausage.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Don't you watch Ted Lasso?
We don't.
No, I don't.
What is wrong with you?
Isn't that an Irish food, a
banger?
We're
going to have a TV movie day here.
Isn't that an Irish food, a banger?
No.
Isn't it? I thought it was. No? It's a Canadian food?
I think so.
I basically lived on the Canadian border and I never heard that term. I know Canadian
bangers
bacon.
Bangers and mash.
What do they call Canadian bacon in Canada?
Bacon?
Nope. Jason, do you know that one?
Ham.
And I know this one from, what was the TV show? The SCTV TV show.
See?
Doug and Mike.
TV.
No, Doug and Bob and Doug. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Back bacon. They call it back bacon in Canada. Did you know that?
Oh, I just call it ham.
No, they call it back bacon.
B-A-C-K?
What was that? Who was the two guys? Bob and Doug?
Yeah, Bob and Doug, wasn't
McKenzie.
It?
McKenzie. Bob and Doug McKenzie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
All right.
All right. Back to just
Well, you never watched the movie either, though, Mayor.
No,
Jason, who do you think is the scariest character in movie history? I'm going with Robert De Niro in Cape Fear.
Yeah, I can go with that for right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Jim? And I'm going to throw out our phone number if anybody knows that one. I'm going to give out a major award if somebody can beat me on that. 920-264-0606. Right. 264-0606 or Herb Adley, Brett Favre, Sonny Six Killer.
Oh, my God. Yes.
264-0606. Amy, give me a number. What's the number of your place? Anchor Coffee.
It's number one.
Okay. Anthony Carter played for the Minnesota Vikings. Give me somebody else. Give me another one. Do you have a number?
For our listeners, that's right, how Johnny remembers. That's how he remembers phone numbers. He takes the two numbers.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Because I don't have a phone set up at Anchor yet. So the candy bar is 920-301-3100.
3100?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a tough one.
Chuck Mersine, Anthony Carter, Jim Taylor, Jim Otto.
That's what I was going to say.
I know you were.
Is that a gift? No, that's a...
It's a what?
I don't know. It's idiosyncrasy.
It's like Rain Man.
Everybody's got a little something.
Right.
Pancakes on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Pancakes on Tuesdays.
That is true.
Yes.
Anyway, Amy, thank you for coming in. This is great. Thank you for the coffee. I know you had a great weekend down here in Green Bay. A lot going on. We're going to talk about what's going on in downtown and Oshkosh and Appleton.
You weren't here for the street party, though, right?
No,
I was saying street fight.
No, Sunday.
I was napping.
Street. What's the proper term?
Block party.
Block party.
Right, on Washington. That was a good time.
Yes.
So, a lot of stuff going on here. I want to.
Were you ever in a street fight?
Yes.
Because you're two river guys. I heard you were scrappers.
Trivers.
They were. Trivers guys had a little reputation. They kind of had a little bit of an edge.
I think scrappers is a good word.
Yes.
Because it wasn't sophistication. It wasn't, you know.
Do they still call it Carp Town
strategic
ever?
Because,
you know, I'm going to be moving to Two Rivers.
That's right. You bought some land.
I bought land in Two Rivers. Yeah.
I could end up there. I love that city.
Not in my house.
No, don't worry about that.
That's a guarantee.
Now, we're going to talk about Two Rivers on Friday. We have the city manager coming on to talk about what's going on in that community. And we're going to get some more community leaders.
And by the way, the big article in the Manitowoc Herald Times about your family, big picture. I got to be honest. Those were some handsome gentlemen.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they...
They really were. I mean, now I can see why... What's his name? Lawrence Welk had him on all the time. Did you ever ask...
Sullivan.
Did any of them hit on Sissy?
Is that...
Sissy. Remember Sissy and a Bobby? I don't think Bobby had any interest in Sissy. But do you remember...
Yes,
Sissy
I do.
Was really hot? What about the Lemon Sisters? Remember the Lemon Sisters?
Yes, absolutely.
They hit on them at all?
These were good Two Rivers...
Some Two Rivers guys.
No, these were good boys. You're right. I'll agree with you there, but I want to say these were good boys, great family people. He was I had an awesome dad. They came from a good family. They weren't hitting on people. No, they weren't. They sang, did a lot of charity work. They were very, very popular, as you read in the article.
So you can't date a Hollywood
star? They were married. They were married.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, they were married, John.
Okay.
They were married.
That makes the story different.
Well, my dad was dating my mom. He was 19 when they won this championship.
Only dating.
that was his only true love.
Hey, yes. Sissy, you want to come back to Two Rivers?
That was not him.
I gotta tell you something.
That was not him.
Hey, we got a couple of three.
That's a pickup line.
You know what would be the pickup line? I'll take you to Rudy's. Rudy's bowling alley.
Nashota.
Yeah. That is a nice park, though.
We go there all the time.
Nashota is the nicest beach around.
It's
fantastic.
But it LA shrunk. Beach.
Yeah, it did.
Beach is half the size.
Half the size. Isn't that crazy? Have you seen that lately, Jim? It almost comes up to the sidewalk. The water does.
It's nuts.
It's crazy how small that's gotten.
That's the ebb and flow. It's going to be back, right? That's the way the water. We have that at Bay Beach.
If you were a mayor, what would you do?
Bay Beach doesn't have a beach.
I'm going to recede the waters.
You can bring sand in. You can't bring sand.
You can't take sand out of there. You can't climb on the rocks.
But you can add sand.
Can't bring in alcoholic beverages.
You can't. Oh, I've been doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a great
Anchor Coffee. You're the best.
We got a great guest.
Thank you so much. We got to send a quick break.
Chris Rand next.
The Mayor and Mino. Back after this.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 90 today under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 64. Cloudy skies expected. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms, 77. Temperatures a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
I think it's today.
Yeah.
The girl that's driving me mad is going away.
Yeah.
She's got a ticket to ride.
Song dedicated to Jim Schmidt's uncle. And one of the Lemon sisters. Was it Lemon or Lennon?
Lennon.
One of the two.
No.
Huh? Which one was it?
I'm quite sure it was Lennon.
Lennon?
Yes.
Not Lemon?
No, I don't
thought it was the Lemon
so.
Sisters. John Lennon, but Lemon sisters.
Maybe. You could be
L-E-M-O-N.
Right. But I don't. I
think it is.
Okay. You're
by
probably
the way, speaking
right.
Speaking of this, Chris, you worked with this guy for a long time, and I'm going to introduce you formally in just a second, okay?
Sure.
Okay. You know what he says to me today? My wife's out of town. I don't know how to turn on the light in the kitchen. I had to call her. How do I turn on the lights in the kitchen?
She's gone. She's in Nashville visiting our other daughters. And I don't, you know, Chris, you know, you've known me for years. I just have not learned to do a lot around the house. And I'm getting better. Because when I was mayor.
Donna, how the hell did you turn on these lights?
There was one light.
I'm stumbling around in total darkness.
No, I turned on the
dog right into the table.
I was struggling a little bit this morning. I did have to, yeah. I'm learning, though. I'm doing better, right? I mean, since I've been, you know, not in City Hall, I've been doing more around the house. I'm learning stuff. There are these two machines. They're white that you can open. One opens the top, one opens on the side to do laundry. But I haven't figured out yet. But I am that kitchen thing. I was a little frustrated this morning. I will admit that when I couldn't find the light. But anyway,
introduce a very special guest.
You know what?
Because you know what? Anything you say about your issues, whatever, this guy will be like,
"Oh my
god, been there, done that."
Then this guy he's found the light and seen the light. I met Chris. Chris Rand years ago. He hired him to come and work in City Hall. And
when was that?
Chris, when was that? 2000.
No, but what? No, but I'm just saying. Why did he come work for you? What were you doing that?
Because I was impressed with him.
But what were you doing at the time?
I was the mayor.
Oh, just wanted to hear it.
Yeah, just okay. God, John, did I tell you?
Salute everybody. Take your drink.
Anyway, back to me. A Marine, John, you can talk to him more about his duty as a Marine. But anyway, here's a guy that just one of the problems with government, and there's a lot of good people in government. They're sometimes not. They don't hire the most creative people, and the people who have had. I didn't find that. Anyway, so I hired Chris right away because he was very creative and just has a great vision on life and has overcome some obstacles. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But I want to fast forward to 2020.
Please.
So after I got out of office in 2019, and then obviously kept friends with Chris. And one of his goals is to go to every state park, right? So you go to his house, and he's got this little map of Wisconsin, and he's pins in there. I've been to this state park, this state park, this state park. So in August of 2020, he went out to a state park in the western part of the state where there's obviously more hilly.
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt, but a motorcycle just went by with a really loud muffler. That's his pet peeve.
Oh, Chris, I think Chris knows that.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, he's at the state park, and of course, he's one of those guys that has to have the best view, live on the edge a little bit. So he obviously got a campsite on the edge of this. What would you call it? A hill, cliff, mountain?
The state park is called Wildcat Mountain.
Okay, Wildcat Mountain. So you got a campsite on the edge of the mountain. So, like some of us, in the middle of the night, you get up and you might have to go to the restroom. So he got out and he walked towards the edge and he fell over 100 feet, took the top of his scalp off, broke his legs. What else happened to you?
Yeah, I fell about 100 feet. I landed headfirst on rocks.
That's what it was.
Unbelievable.
Kind of my scalp, basically.
Was it a straight chop or did you tumble and tumble and stuff or...
I don't know.
Yes.
Right.
It wasn't my legs that were broke. It was my back and my neck, some ribs, just like a lot of trauma. I kind of folded in half. One of my vertebrae basically exploded. It was just over a dozen tiny pieces, just one vertebrae.
Unbelievable.
And I had numerous broken vertebrae in my back.
So his wife calls and Chris is in the hospital. Were you in Eau Claire? What hospital did you go to?
Yeah, I was over in Eau Claire.
Yeah, Eau Claire. Brought in some specialists.
Wait a minute. Let him finish.
I just want to say the prognosis was he's probably not going to walk again.
Okay. So back up to like when you hit the ground and you realize I am bleeped up.
Yeah. The first thing I thought is, oh my God, my wife is going to be pissed.
I bet.
I turned around and tried to like go back the way I came and quickly realized that wasn't possible. It's pitch black on the mountain. I was in a area for stargazing and so it was like there's nothing. And all I could do was, just start moving.
Could you walk?
My body didn't quite work right. But I knew I had to move. My phone was up there. I had nothing to contact anyone with. And in the distance, I saw headlights go. So I said, well, must be a road that way. And I kind of crawled my way through the woods.
That army crawl, right? When you're on your like, because his back is broken, his legs are broken. So anyway, yeah. So that was not a short distance.
No. Once I got out to the road, I kind of got upright and my body didn't respond correctly. It's just like the top half of my body just kept flopping. I had to quick stagger my feet to like keep myself under me. And I had to walk about a mile.
Wow.
To find help. The doctors said that I probably caused a lot of damage, more damage by getting out. But they said if I had stayed there, I would have just bled out and died.
Your wife couldn't hear you if you yelled or anything like that?
No. The campsite was a little bit off the way, so she was completely unaware.
It's so hard to hear anything through the woods anyway. I mean,
it was a very stressful night for her for hours. She had no idea where I was.
Unbelievable.
Until a sheriff came into our campsite in the early morning
hours. So who discovered you then?
I made it about a mile to somebody's house, knocked on the door, and promptly collapsed.
Unbelievable.
In the middle of the night.
Okay, hold it right there. We're going to send another really quick break.
I just want to tell our listeners there's a happy ending to this story.
Well, he's sitting right here talking to us. I'd say that's what it's...
It's better than that.
I couldn't be happier.
What gets better than sitting here talking to us?
The fact that he ran a marathon.
Wow.
We're going to talk about it.
All right. The Mayor and Mino, back right after this. Stranger.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Along the Hudson River north of New York City, floodwaters have turned deadly. Some parts of the state got almost 8 inches of rain, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
A state of emergency in Orange County. This family frantically trying to keep the water out of their home.
Please stop! Let it stop!
Elsewhere in the same county, one woman was killed, swept away in those turbulent floodwaters. People driving on Storm King Highway in Cornwall, dodging rushing waterfalls. Dozens of roads closed.
Extreme temperatures for the Southwest again could be 110 degrees plus for a second straight week in some parts of Arizona. President Biden having tea with King Charles today. Earlier, the president spoke with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, both leaders heading for the NATO summit in Lithuania. Among the topics there, Ukraine's request to join NATO and cluster bombs on their way to Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP, that's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion throughout the month of July. You can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
This summer.
You can't listen to this song without doing that.
I can't.
You can't. Give me a little.
What does this song remind you of?
I can tell you exactly what it was. When I was at that little school up in northern Minnesota. Okay?
Yeah.
1975, September 1975.
Right. Totally.
This song would blare in our locker room every single day while we're getting ready for practice. Every single day. Smoke in the Water. Every day.
This song, we played this song in band.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did. So, which is cool, right? Because you guys, athletes like this, right? And so did the crowd. But this is that when you were playing that. But
this
anyway.
Reminds me of smelly locker rooms in northern Minnesota. That's what it reminds me of.
Nice.
And is that why you don't want me sleeping here? Because you think it would smell like a locker room?
Did you see the green room? Did you go in there today?
Me?
Did you see what? So we had the brass from Civic Media up here Friday to talk to me and Johnny about kind of expanding the footprint. Anyway.
And
did you see what they did you see what they gave us for like a gift? Our green room is awesome. Our green room has it's got a sofa, TV, and it's got
M&Ms that every person can just walk by and dip their entire hand
M&Ms for Mine on the Mayor.
Yes.
It's got
course, I love cashews, so it's got a lot of cashews in there, candy bars. Anyway, it's a great green room.
Kind bars, which are really good for you.
They brought us, like, you guys are doing a good job, gift, a bottle of scotch.
Ah!
And I'm like, you guys, our show is on from 6 to 8, but they, I think one of them, if we have them on from 6 to 8, I think he might open it. So,
all right.
Anyway, we have that. Hey, so as Johnny and I were telling you earlier, we, as the host of WGBW, AM and FM, we have a pretty good-sized footprint, right? We go from Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, obviously we're the talk of Green Bay, Manitowoc, Marinette. And in all these communities, you know, we want to, you know, lean in a little bit and get to know you better. There's a hero in every community, an example for the community, for the youth in that community, and really for all our listeners. And we have one of them on today. So Chris Rand was telling us his story before we went to break.
And by the way, Chris used to work with you.
Yes, Chris was worked in the mayor's office. Just everyone liked him, respected him. He's got a military background. Johnny, you can probably delve into that a little bit more later. But hoorah.
Did I say that right?
A Marine.
Did I say that right? Is it hoorah or hoorah?
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Yeah, those guys hoorah. Are tough. Those
was
guys.
That, was that good?
It's good.
Yeah, they're
you want to tell you? Let me tell you something that gave me goosebumps. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're
since
going on
when?
And on. Yeah. So anyway, do you remember a few years back for that Packer Monday night game or Sunday night game or Thursday night game when they had the military, they had the Marines in their dress blues doing thing? And it was like, when you talk pride, you talk tradition. Hoorah! Blah, blah, blah. Remember that?
Yeah.
My team, the green and gold. And that, hey, they had the Marine doing that. I can't remember who he was. He was kind of a famous Marine. Do you remember that?
Oh, they're all famous.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But right at the very, they do this whole thing, and they got the jet flyover and everything, and it's Green Bay. And then at the very last thing, he goes, oorah. Oh, yeah. Just, I got goosebumps from that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Those... Jason, can you find that? Can we play that?
The Marines.
Do you remember that? That was so good. It was for Packer intro back in about 2000. That would be about 2011.
Oh, we'd have been there.
That would have been 2011.
I'll see what I can find.
Okay, thank you, Jason.
You're welcome. So anyway, Chris was telling us his story. Chris, I want you to continue that. But so you were camping, you fell 100 feet, you broke your back, and your neck, you crawled.
And your head.
And your head was kind of, well, I don't know if he broke his head. I think the top of his head came off. Wow. And he,
I mean, like legitimately, huh? The scalp?
Yeah, you can see the scar right here runs straight across, yeah. Kind
of. You should have seen him. So this is in August of 2020.
That recent?
Yeah, that was the height of COVID.
Right.
Wow.
So, army crawl or whatever you call that, on to a mile away and knocked on the door and got, you know, the medical help. And you were in the hospital for some time in Eau Claire. And I remember your wife calling saying, Chris may not walk again, right? Weren't the doctors, like, not the most optimistic group in the room?
Yeah, they were kind of preparing her that that she should be looking for a care home because caring for me might be too difficult after they were not. And it wasn't like it was like all these folks. We're in a trauma center. So these are people who see this stuff all the time. And these are the nurses and stuff kind of telling her, like kind of preparing her for the worst.
And get this, just for better, for worse, how long had you been married?
About a month.
Wow.
So this was his wedding. I was.
I got to say one thing, though. If you're crowning, now that's the area up in those bluffs where you were camping. That's like the one area in the state of Wisconsin that has what, Jim? It's the only area in all of Wisconsin that has what?
In the bluffs?
Yep. I'm sure Chris will know this.
Yeah, I don't. John,
Chris,
I don't
what is
camp.
It? Rattlesnakes.
Oh, God. Oh.
That's the only area in Wisconsin that has rattlesnakes.
Okay. I would never go there.
The timber rattlers. That the actual
really?
Timber rattlers.
Oh,
yes. Okay. That's where they live, in those bluffs outside of La Crosse.
Okay.
That's the only place you'll find them.
That is why I've never been there. And there that go. Is why I will never go there. So, anyway, so, all right, Chris, so you're in the trauma center. They're preparing everybody for the worst. This is where the story gets good, and there is good in this story, and we talk about people overcoming challenges. One of your options was to take the route to the nursing home and be pretty medicated. And I remember you telling me, I do not want to get addicted to these painkillers, which you could have, right? I mean, they weren't. It's not like they were rationing them out to you, right?
No, if there was anybody who could, you know, kind of had a reason to take them, it was me.
How bad was the pain?
It was.
That was scale, say scale of 1 to 10.
You know, it's, you know, 9, 10.
This guy's a Marine, John.
I know, that's what I mean. So
they fused like most of my back together because there was one vertebrae that just didn't, you know, it was disintegrated. So they fused about 5 vertebrae together, and then they didn't want to do any surgery on my neck. I had a really bad broken neck, but they were concerned if they did surgery, they would ensure I was paralyzed because I already had like loss of sensation and some things like that. So I had to wear an immobilizing neck brace for many months. And it was gruesome. I remember the ride home, getting in the car, every bump in the road was just, it was brutal. We got back and we got one of those kind of those geriatric chairs that kind of like will stand you up and yeah. sit you down, you know, because the doctor said, how do I get better? And he's just like, you can just try and walk. That's your physical therapy. Just try to walk. So over the course of the next couple weeks and months, I had to kind of like relearn how to walk. At first it was just getting to the bathroom, just 10 feet away was, I could do it maybe once a day, and I couldn't do anything else. I would just be laying there from the pain. Number two, in the bathroom, like that was just, it was impossible. Cause I couldn't bend that way or anything. I couldn't care for myself. I mean, my wife, I wouldn't have made it through any of it without her. She was there for me every step of the way.
You know, let me just jump in on that. And in dealing with a lot of my amputees in their stories, for my book that I'm putting together, that's a thing that we all really take for granted. And when you can't do what you've done all your life naturally, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big, big deal.
No, I wouldn't be here without her. That's for sure. And then it was, I do a little walk and then I have to sit and recover. It was very stressful for my wife who was trying it because I wasn't going to stop. I was just like, I'm going to walk again. So then, eventually got to a point where I was using a walker and I could get outside and I could walk to the end of the driveway and back. And then I'd have to sit in the chair for a day.
With that apparatus that you were wearing.
Yeah.
The halo thing?
An immobilizing neck brace. Right. Yeah. So that I couldn't.
It's all like this metal.
Did you ever take that off during the course of a day?
No, it had to stay on around the clock.
Even when how'd you sleep?
I had to sleep with it.
It was unbelievable. I went over to his house and I was like, oh my God, like, dude, I mean, this is unbelievable.
It's incredible.
And
I mean, to look at you now, especially, it's incredible.
Yeah, I would walk and sit, and sometimes it just take days to recover. And
so, I want to talk, you talk a lot about Danny, your wife, but your kids were seeing this as well, right? I mean, and people have gone through, we all go through, setbacks and tragedies, but this was unbelievable. And you had to like be an inspiration to those kids. I mean, they didn't want to lose their dad. They didn't want to give up on, and you sure didn't want to give up. And this is paying dividends now, but I mean, back then, I just give you a lot of credit for saying, look, I'm going to get through this. And I remember talking to you and you did not want to do the meds thing. I'm like, dude, you seem like you're in a little bit of pain. It's just, well, it's because I am. But you didn't want to.
Well, I'm in pain now. Pain is just something that's my new normal, like for the rest of my life. Not being an inspiration to my kids, that's hugely important to me. I don't always feel like I'm there. I can always improve there and be better. At the time, right at this accident happened too, I was in the final months of getting my MBA as well. And they're like, Chris, you can just start the next cycle and finish it. I was like 3 months away from finishing my MBA.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I'm not, stopping. We got special glasses that had like prisms in them, so I could be lying down and look at the computer. It happened to be the height of COVID to my advantage, so they were doing a lot of the stuff remote. You know, I was recovering and I was continuing. You know, I finished my MBA during that time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And then came the Ice Age Trail. It was like the 40th anniversary of the Ice Age Trail, and they had a special thing where if you could hike 40 miles in one month, then you would earn a patch. And I said, that's my goal. 40 miles, I mean, over the course of 30 days for the normal person isn't, right. That's, you know, yeah. a couple of hikes, couple right. of weekends.
Right.
But for me, I had a friend who would come and get me and we would go out to the trail. And, you know, at first it was, I think the first hike was, you know, was less than a mile. It was sure. like a half a mile. And then I'd lay in the chair and take like 2 days to recover, just from that walk. And then on and on and on till the end of the month. I think the longest hike we did was about 9 miles at the end of that month. But every time I do this hike, you know, and I'd have to bring canes and walking sticks sure. and all this stuff to keep going, and I earned my patch. And then as soon as I did that, I said, I'm going to run again. And I got a coach, you know, cause I needed to like basically relearn how to run again. And you know,
Chris, why didn't you call me? Cause we used to run together.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. We did. And the big, Cellcom marathon that was, it was called halfway through due to the heat.
I remember that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Were
you guys running that one?
Yep. We were both training for that.
Right. And we both ran a Sarugi's run.
The lead up run,
by the way, that's only 10K, but that was,
yeah, that was supposed to be my first marathon. That Cellcom that was 2012, and I got to about
it's 2 years later.
Yep,
it's incredible.
No, the 2012 one that one was canceled.
Got hurt. What year did you get hurt?
Oh, I see. No,
2020.
You're right.
So I never actually ran a marathon.
Right. That got canceled.
Because I got to about, you know, 13-14 mile right. mark, and then they called it due to the heat. While I'm recovering, I was like, I'm going to run again. I never thought I would run a marathon. You know, at first it was just, I just want to run.
Right.
And then there was the spring Veterans Day, not Memorial Day run for a Marine down in Fond du Lac. And I said, it was a 5K. And I said, I want to race that.
And you did it.
I got there.
Unbelievable.
And then what marathon did you jump in on? Was that the 2020?
Well, after I got the 5K, then I went for the 2022.
All right, so it's 2 years later that you jumped on that and you ran that here in Green Bay. I remember taking pictures of you. It's incredible what you've done. And I want to wrap this up. Stick around.
Stick around.
Chris Rand.
Inspirational story like you can't believe.
Right.
Unbelievable.
What's your excuse?
I mean, look at this guy. What he's done.
I hired the guy.
All right.
Okay?
We got to take a quick break. Back after this.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 90. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 64. Cloudy, chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high of 77. Partly cloudy skies. Low 70s Wednesday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning warmer Thursday, with highs in the upper 70s and storms possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Great tune. You know this one, right?
I do.
You gotta know this one.
I do. Johnny Be Good, right? And this, it went across the stage. I think it's not what we're playing.
What movie?
That to.
What movie?
But I don't know.
Went down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans. And back up in the woods amongst the evergreens.
I didn't know you were tone deaf.
Stood a log cabin near earth and wood. Name Johnny Be Good.
Who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go. Go, Johnny, go.
What
go.
Movie?
I have no idea.
Come on.
I don't watch movies. I don't keep telling you that. I have no idea. It wasn't in. No, I don't know. I don't want to guess because I'm going to look stupid.
Chris, what movie?
Back to the Future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really?
Yes.
I like
thank
that
you.
Movie. I did see that.
Don't you remember that? Remember he's going across the stage doing his thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Alex Keaton.
Yeah. This is your cousin, Marvin. You got to hear that sound you've been looking for. Remember that?
I do.
Yes.
I do. It's coming back.
One of the all-time great movies, isn't it, though?
Fantastic.
That is, that's one of those movies. If it's on somewhere, you just got to watch some of it.
That is a good movie.
Yes. That one, and you know another one that's on a lot of times, so you have to watch some of Shawshank Redemption.
Never saw it.
Oh.
You never saw Shawshank Redemption. You literally might be the, Jason just got out of his chair.
I don't think you can turn on a TV and not.
Literally, I know. You literally might be the only human being that has never seen Shawshank Redemption. How do you not see that?
I've never even heard of it, seen it.
What you've never it? Heard of it. I bet I've seen it 25 times, or at least parts of it 25 times.
Good use of time. Okay, what is so great? What is it? Just briefly.
A guy goes to prison, okay?
Yeah.
Accused of murdering his wife. He didn't murder her, okay? And the prison warden was unbelievably crooked, like you can't even believe, okay? Uh-huh. And the guard was really sadistic. And they're killing guys in prison. And then that group in prison that you'd really want to stay away from, they were doing things to him and yada, yada, yada.
Wow.
And then he digs a tunnel and none of this.
No, but I read this morning, some guy escaped from prison. Part of me is I kind of hope they get away. This guy took towels and it was just this old time prison escape. This just happened. I saw that. This morning, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
I don't know. Don't you kind of think a little bit like that's, but they're, you know, the ingenuity to do it. He had to save up the towels.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
I am fascinated in one thing though. If the one guy did survive Alcatraz,
right?
When they escaped.
Is that
because
cool?
There's a thing that says, sharks. You know, 55 years later that he wrote a letter. And said, hey, just so you folks know, I made it.
Right. And that's not that far, right?
From the
bay to Alcatraz.
I just got this one. Mino, who is your co-host? Is he even American? Yeah. But you're not seeing Shawshank. Read it. What does it say? Verbatim. Thank you.
You have homework.
Yes. Wow.
Well, you can't surprise me with these things. We're supposed to be more show prep. Anyway, yes, that Alcatraz thing, that's right. Those guys escaping and some shark waters too on that.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Anyway, Chris Rand, we were talking before we went to break and obviously before that, just about the tenacity this young man has and overcoming. He served in our military, a Marine, but really had a major, major setback in life by falling 100 feet and breaking his neck and neck and infusions.
Losing his scalp.
And 2 years later, ran a marathon.
Unbelievable. Mind-boggling.
And, But Chris is a friend of mine, and I visited him often. And it that's perseverance. It's just mental fortitude, something that you've always had. And I think every community has that. And so, look, Chris, I was telling you, break, you know, people have setbacks, right? They get in accidents. They have things that happen. And what was it that it's like, look, I'm not going to a nursing home. I'm not going to get addicted to Oxy or whatever they do for that. What was it?
Yeah, there's something I want to add to that question, because I was thinking this too. Was it the determination forged in the Marines that made you like that? Or was it the determination you had inside that made you become a Marine?
I think it's just straight up stubbornness.
Okay.
You know, I mean, life is challenging. Everybody has their challenges, you know, and sometimes we think our challenges are big, and sometimes they are, but there's always somebody with even bigger challenges. And, you know, you really just have to face, you know, you have to say, this is it. You have to say, yes, this is life. And I am going to face it head on. And I set goals, and I crush those goals. I mean, that's
beyond belief.
That's just what I do.
I mean, this could be a movie with as wrecked as your body was, to bounce back the way you did is just unbelievable.
I actually started powerlifting recently too. I'm pretty proud of squatting 500 pounds.
Oh my gosh! Do they want you to do that? With your
no,
back?
Yeah, right? They've actually told me no more marathons and no more weightlifting.
There's a certain limit.
But I set a goal for myself, and I wanted to do it, and I've probably reached my limits of recovery.
Wow!
So
and how much did you squat?
495 pounds.
Oh my god! That's like having gym on your back.
Funny. Right. Chris, you're awesome. Thank you for coming in. I it's in the inspiration you are to your kids, to obviously your wife, who really after a month, and then a lot of kudos to her too for, you know, staying with you. I hope you do more with this, right? Like, I don't know what your future holds. I know you're
get your story out there.
Right. Right. I mean, you can write a book, you know, and there's Johnny's written a lot of books, so it can't be that difficult. I mean, you should put a book together, just talk about this. But
Jim wrote a book, and he read one.
Old Yeller. Where can people learn? Do you have something on a website? Do you have some inspirational things, or what are your plans?
No, just kind of been telling my story to anyone who wants to hear it. I mean, like I said, a lot of my stories for my kids. I hope that they see me as an example.
Oh, they do.
Well, they got those chromosomes. Whatever it was right. That made you, you know, overcome near paralysis and everything like that. Now run marathons and squat 500 pounds, whatever. That's just unbelievable.
That's very cool.
Unbelievable.
Well, thanks for coming in. We got to have you back.
Yeah, so wonderful having you here.
We want to get going on that stuff. Hey, I want to talk about just a little bit tomorrow, because we've been talking about it for a couple weeks now. As you know, if you've listened to this show, even for a minute, John Mino got a parking ticket, and he's been whining about it ever since.
Not whining.
And
it's not whining about getting the ticket. It's just the price of the ticket.
Well.
I deserve the ticket.
And what we're going to do tomorrow, we have a very, we have a guest coming in. I know him quite well. Chris Pierlot, who oversees the parking utility for the city of Green Bay. And I told him you're going to be nice to him, and we will. We're nice to all our guests, but I think we're going to talk about parking, but I want people to think about parking solutions, right? Because that's what we have to do. We can't, I told you, I want to get my new office, not my office, but I think the city, how we have these office of management, office of legal advisors, I very much want an office of annoyance and resolution. And tomorrow we start that. The office of annoyance, which is parking. But what's the resolution? We're going to talk about that tomorrow with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Would I be in the annoyance part with you?
Very much so.
All right.
WGBW.
Look at our time. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Maren Mino.
Talk to Green Bay.
Jackie going to be
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.